On today's Talk of the Rock, we'll start with an excerpt of one of the presentations at this year's Confish. Later, we'll bring you an interview with a representative from the My Free Taxes program, a service which helps Alaskans with their taxes free of charge. The Confish Trade Show brought with it a series of forums from Wednesday to Friday last week. On Thursday, members of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council spoke before an audience about the electronic monitoring program they're developing. Here's Bill Twite, Vice Chair of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council.
We've got a panel here that we've assembled that should give you kind of a broad sense of where the council is going on electronic monitoring. But we've been working really hard as a council for the last several years to implement electronic monitoring as another tool for catch monitoring, along with using human observers in what we call the quote-unquote partial coverage fleet, meaning the part of the North Pacific fleet that gets observer coverage only some of the time. I think most of you are aware that a fair amount of the fleet gets observer coverage 100% of the time. Many of the larger trawlers, all the factory trawlers, all the factory processors are all what we call 100 or even 200% observed. And that's both that's usually a combination of human observers and electronic monitoring. We've not been working on that. What we've been working on instead is the smaller vessel fleet. And again, I think a lot of you are aware that when we restructured the observer program, we extended the size range of boats that are likely to be covered for catch monitoring purposes by an observer. And that's definitely created some issues around how you fit a human observer onto a fairly small fishing boat. And as a result, well, we knew at the time that it was probably going to be a little problematic. And so we've been trying hard to provide electronic monitoring as an alternative to that. We're getting darn close. The proposed rules have been actually published. We'll give you a sense of what the process has been like. That's part of the reason for today's panel, is to give you a bit of a sense of the process and where we see the endpoint. But equally, we'd like to hear from you. For those of you who've worked a little bit with electronic monitoring during our implementation stages, what your thoughts are, as well as where you'd like to see us go with electronic monitoring as part of our suite of tools for monitoring catch and monitoring bycatch. So very much looking forward to the conversation. Hopefully there'll be as much or more interaction with you here today in terms of questions and points than it is just us talking to you. But let me briefly introduce the other folks who are going to be talking to you. First here in the lineup is Jennifer Mondragon. She's with National Marine Fisheries Service, Sustainable Fisheries out of Juneau, and she's been the lead sustainable fisheries representative on the Electronic Monitoring Working Group, which is the council's body that's been developing this. Nancy Monroe, president of Saltwater Inc., one of the two electronic monitoring provider companies that's part of the working group. Abby, whose last name is currently escaping me, so you're going to have to just say it.
Turner.
Abby is the executive director, I think, for North Pacific Fishing.
Project coordinator,
but she's really the executive director. So one of the harvest groups that's been an integral part of the working group. Brent Priestess, NIMS enforcement. We've tried to make sure, as I say, we're covering all facets of both the fishing and the harvesting end, as well as the agency and implementation end, and Brent has been the enforcement rep. And then finally down on the very end, is Howard McElderry from Archipelago Marine Research, another provider. So with that, turn it over to Jennifer to give a bit of a description of the agency's perspective on this.
Is this working? No.
Try this one.
Maybe, hang on. Is that working? There we go. I think we got it. All right. Good afternoon. So I think what we're going to do is each of us are just going to speak pretty quickly, and as Bill mentioned, I think then we're hoping to open it up for questions. So I'll just give a few thoughts from NIMS's perspective, and then pass the mic on down. As Bill said, we've been working on integrating electronic monitoring into the observer program, so that electronic monitoring will be a choice for pot and longline vessels to take instead of an observer. So this has been a process to design the program, and really been involved in the in a working group that's had representatives of everybody on this panel and other industry members as well to help design the program. And so we've been doing pre-implementation for the past couple years, where we've been putting electronic monitoring on boats and really been doing a lot of testing and learning from that experience. And so where we are right now is in the transition from that pre-implementation to a regulated program. So as Bill mentioned, we have a proposed rule, a proposed set of regulations that just got published, and we're in the comment period where we'll be looking for feedback on the proposed rule that we put out. And I have copies of that if any of you are eager to read regulations, but I can also point you to where that is available on the web. So we're in that transition phase. And just as a clarification, the point of this electronic monitoring program, or the purpose of the data that will be collected, is to be used in catch accounting. So just as what the goal of the program. So you have that integration of electronic monitoring to be used as a choice, so that we can get either observer data or electronic monitoring data to use in how we estimate catch and bycatch. So along with the proposed rule, there's a couple other kind of structural components to this program, and one of them is the annual deployment plan that we put out each fall that says how we're going to deploy observers in the partial coverage fleet in the upcoming year. So we'll be integrating electronic monitoring into that annual process. And the annual deployment plan will indicate the agency and the council's direction on who is eligible to opt in to the electronic monitoring, or what we're calling the electronic monitoring selection pool. So that'll be an important component of this program. And then vessels will have an opportunity to opt in. And then another component to this, just kind of from a structural perspective that goes along with the regs and this annual deployment plan, is something that we call a vessel monitoring plan. And this is specific to each vessel that's in the EM selection pool. There's a vessel monitoring plan that actually says, you know, here's the equipment that's installed on the boat. This is where it is. This is what the cameras can see. This is the vessel operator's responsibilities. This is what they're supposed to do if something goes wrong. So it really lays out what the vessel operator does. And I think that annual deployment plan, the vessel monitoring plan, and the regulations, those three elements come together to really support the program. And I've got examples of vessel monitoring plans, just a kind of a mock-up of what one looks like if people are interested in that afterwards. I'd be happy to share those as well. And those elements, I think, really give the program the structure, but then they also provide some flexibility. The vessel monitoring plans, for example, are flexible and specific to each boat. That annual deployment plan could change through time. So I think what we're trying to do with this program is set something in motion, but also the ability to be flexible and modify that as new things come along. So that's something that we've tried really hard to try and create as a program that we can continue to learn as we go and incorporate changes as we need to. So I think that's really the points that I wanted to make. And we'll pass it on. Do we just want to go down the line, or we're going to jump to you, Brent? Okay. You want me to? Here.
Send that down. Hold down. There's a little red switch down near the bottom that.
Turn that on.
Do you want a little case?
Okay, I'm Brent Priestess with NIMS Enforcement here in Kodiak. I recognize a lot of faces out there, and I was asked to come up here at the last minute because there's a lot of concerns about electronic monitoring from an enforcement perspective. So I was asked to talk really about what EM is not. And we recognize from the start that electronics on boats are tough. They don't always play well together. We have experience with cameras on catcher processors, VMS systems on all sizes of boats. We recognize that electronics happen, and not always in a good way. And we've built that into this EM system. So Jennifer talked about the vessel monitoring plan, and sometimes it seems like these go on forever, but what we have tried to do is build in a system that allows the management to occur, but still give the fishermen flexibility out on the water when something unforeseen happens to the electronics. EM is for catch accounting, like Jennifer mentioned. It is not an enforcement tool. We do not review the video of the how many years that this has been happening. We have not been referred a single case from the reviewers. The review takes place down in Portland and in Anchorage, and we don't actually see it. We have mentioned concerns to the reviewers that if you see this, we would like to know about it, but the primary purpose is not for enforcement. If halibut were to hit the roller, we realize that's going to happen, and so we are not looking at this as an enforcement tool. We're not looking to look for minor violations. Like I said, the halibut hitting the roller, we know that if you take a new crewman out, put him on the roller, he's probably going to miss a couple halibut releases. We're not looking for that sort of incident. What we are interested in, that we tell the reviewers, is if this affects the management of the fishery, then please let us know. And then lastly, especially in light of electronics and boats, even if there is a violation that gets referred to us, we have a range of enforcement options, and the beginning is what we call compliance assistance, where we say, hey, we saw this problem, and that's our preferred approach to take in any new program that comes along. People are still getting used to the rules. People are still learning the rules. Sometimes the guys on deck are the last to learn about the rules, and we realize that's going to happen. So just because we see a violation occur doesn't mean that there's a penalty that's automatically associated with that. And so I would like to end with that making sure everyone knows that sometimes it may just be a visit from us, it may be a phone call. And just because we do see a violation, or maybe a reviewer sees a violation, that it's not going to necessarily result in enforcement action.
All right, well, I'll just reintroduce myself because I think I got a promotion earlier. Abigail Turner, I work with North Pacific Fisheries Association, and I've at least spoken to some of you on the phone. And actually, on that note, are there, if anybody would be willing, if you have an EM system on board right now, could you raise your hand? Oh, well, we got Frank. I was hoping more would show up, but, people are out working, or they're probably across the street buying stuff, so. I'm here to basically demonstrate the industry involvement in the work group, which has been really crucial, and I haven't been around long enough to say that it's unique, but this ground-up approach that's been taken, where there's industry at the table, has been incredible. Some of you may have spoken to Bernie Burkholder, Dan Falvey, Malcolm Milne, Don Lane, Jeff Steven, who lives here in town. And they've been bringing your concerns throughout these different phases of the project to the table, and it's been taken into consideration like constantly. So this is an opportunity once again to ask those questions and get the answers straight from, I hate to say, the horse's mouth, because everybody's so good looking, but they're here to answer your questions. So that's that.
I'm Nancy Monroe, and I work for a company, Saltwater Inc.
We've been collecting information through human observers for the last 30 years in the North Pacific, and started about 10 years ago in electronic monitoring. Many of you may not know me, but you may know Joanne Alvarez, who's been staff person for Saltwater for many years in Kodiak, and many of you on the docks may have seen Alan Perzanowski, who's been installing EM systems, and they're sitting right there. Would you guys raise your hands? About 3 years ago, I was at CONFIT. I was asked to speak at CONFISH about electronic monitoring, and at that time, Saltwater had been approached by a group of potcod fishermen who said, hey, the longliners are getting all the attention on this. We think electronic monitoring may work very well for our fishery. And they said that because, as you guys know, the way in a potcod boat, the catch comes aboard, the pot is dumped on a sorting table, and it's highly visible for a camera. And at the time, we were very interested in working with them, and I came to CONFISH and I looked around the room and I said, but we really need boats to volunteer to try this. And Frank, you were one of the several Kodiak boats who stepped forward and said, oh, all right, we'll try it. We'll put a camera on board. And from that, we were able to figure out what is the data that the managers need to manage the fishery, and what are the handling procedures and everything else and the camera views and all that that a fisherman can live with and still operate. And I'm very, very pleased to say that in 2017, this is really the first year that fishermen can choose. They can either have an observer on board or they can have a camera system on board. And I think that's, I think it's a huge deal for all of us. Obviously, we have a foot in both camps, but I think as far as getting data and trying to figure out how to get the data and to get it more cost efficiently, I think it's great to have this choice. The title of this panel, as I understood it, was the future of EM and how do I see it playing out, or how do all of us see it playing out in Alaska. I think what we'll see is there'll be increased choice. I think EM will possibly extend to other fisheries that are suitable for EM. I think we'll obviously see big technological changes. I think a lot of that will be in how we're processing the data, the value we're getting out of the data. But ultimately, I think EM is going to be very similar to observers. It's basically a service business. It's figuring out how to, and this is how we have worked in the observer program, all contractors work this way, how can you figure out the way to get the managers the data that they need in the most efficient way possible? And that's the name of the game, whether it's observers or with electronic equipment. And so, some of the stuff that we're doing this year with the potcod fleet is when they have a trip, we're obviously getting the data. They're mailing the data to our office in Anchorage. We're looking at the data, and we send back to that boat a feedback memo that says either, hey, you did a great job, this is really terrific, no one was in the way of the camera, or would you guys mind cleaning off the camera lens a little bit more often, or hey, watch out, there was, you know, some problem. And I think that kind of feedback and working with the fleet, I was talking to Abigail about this, and we had said to a boat owner, hey, would you mind clearing the table more often between sets? And she pushed back at me as an industry person and said, hey, well, can't you just, I guess it wasn't a clearing the table, it was someone standing in the way of the camera. And she pushed back and said, hey, so maybe you ought to move your camera instead of me moving my crew person. And I think that's the dialogue that can happen if the industry is very closely involved with the data. And I think the result of that is we're going to get better data. So that's my two cents.